Good afternoon. This is Irini. Welcome to the Small Markets Podcast, Episode 4, for the Time Project at the University of Hull. The Small Markets Podcast is broadcasted first by the Bite the Biscuit Boulevard Radio and the Bite the Biscuit Neighborhood Market. We talked in Podcast 3 about small producers and how they are placed at a disadvantaged position in a capitalist economy. The interesting part is that they are usually portrayed as similarly thinking and acting as a big corporation. There is theory, however, about small commodity production coming from the Marxist side of economics. The theory about small commodity production recognizes that there are economies where a producer works to produce goods for a market without that market being necessarily capitalist. In other words, without that producer seeking profit and capital as their main aim. Small production can be just a way to survive in an economy. Therefore, the profits might be a way to cover immediate needs of the producer household and of their community, and they are not enough or they are not perceived as means to invest to generate increased profits. The small producers, in that case, need profits in order to sustain their livelihoods and not in order to become capitalists. In reality, they probably cannot become capitalists, even if some small producers might have employees. In many cases, small producers are not alone in the business or they collaborate with other family members. Small producers in capitalism are more on the side of self-exploitation, and unfortunately, this has not been enough investigated. By self-exploitation, I mean that a person, in order to survive as a producer, overworks themselves, overuses their resources, whether it is their health, their family members' skills, or their own personal and social networks, and this is how they can have some income that is enough to survive. Overwork of small producers is something that I have also found in my research about farmers' markets. That is, the local small producers work a lot, much more than normal working hours, and undertake multiple tasks to sustain their production. It is not only the work to produce a set of saleable items. It is the whole set of tasks for marketing them, packaging them, presenting them, transporting them, informing the customers about them, and all the administration tasks with respect to selling products and the bureaucracy tasks related to the state authorities in terms of income declaration and taxes. Imagine now that you are a farmer or artisan in Yorkshire who works that much to survive, and you have to face the instability and the pressures of the capitalist markets on both ends, when you buy means of production and when you sell your products. You cannot intervene to the capitalist markets on your own because your trade volume is negligible compared to the overall economy you participate in. In many cases, the small producers cannot avoid the markets where they access means of production. A lot of tools are industrially produced, so they have to buy them at the capitalist market. Same with land. If you need a farm field to cultivate or a store to sell, you have to buy or rent on market terms. What you can do is to search for solutions on the other end of your economic activity, that is, the way your products reach the final customers, or the way a customer can find you. Therefore, it seems that the small markets in East Yorkshire are an outlet or a way out, or at least an option for small producers and small traders of the region to sell their products while retaining some more control of the distribution aspects of their labor. If the big capitalist markets create for them risks that the small producers have no say about, seeking markets where either the risks are smaller or the small producers can have more decision-making power is a very rational decision and a very business-wise one. In that sense, by using distribution networks that are local and small and where the customer can get to know the producer, The small producers are trying to reduce risks that the big supply chain creates for them. At the same time, they might be able to get some better price for their products instead of the big trader taking the price premium. They also can have a better picture of the market demand instead of unpredictable surprises that they cannot adapt to on time when the feedback comes at the convenience of the big trader. This is why the small trader in a local small market has also a role. They undertake the hard work of transporting, presenting, selling and explaining about the products to the customers. The producer can attend another event at the same time or focus on their production improvement. In other words, it is not that the small producers do not like traders. From what I have seen in the small markets in East Riding, it is that they prefer to work with traders who are also small producers themselves, i.e. they try to survive in the economy and make some profits in order to secure a good livelihood and not to become a capitalist. It was Irini and the Small Markets Podcast, Episode 4. Have a nice afternoon.